Let the record show that all the board members are present, and board members just wanted to make a point that we do have a couple of addendums to our agenda tonight, and I'll point those out when we get to that section. So, Pledge of Allegiance, Mr. Crawford.
Could you please rise and remove your hats and face the flag and follow after me, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
There was no action taken in closed session. We have our new student representative tonight from Lyndhurst High School, Adeline Garcia Orozco. Welcome. I guess you've already been briefed of what we're going to be doing, and you get to report out for, I'm not sure if you got all three sites information, but welcome.
Okay, thank you. So today I'm just reporting from Lyndhurst. So this year we're really focusing on student involvement. And to start that, from the beginning of the year, we did lunchtime activities, you know, to kind of welcome everybody and make them feel like it's a nice welcoming environment, since it is high school and freshmen are really scared. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that everybody was included. So we have talked about doing a lot of stuff like that, like lunchtime activities in the future. And we are talking about stuff like that. And in the rallies, we want to be more inclusive into our environment. We want to put on community events. So it really is about welcoming everybody and just wishing everybody a good time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, we have comments from the board members. Ms. Scott?
I would just like to say welcome back to the new school year, and I'm hoping that everyone will have a safe school year this year. I had a chance to go out to see the new kindergarten classes over at Edgewater, and they're absolutely amazing, and I would like to say a thank you to everyone that was involved to help make that project take place and end at that time. Thank you.
Mr. Davis, Mr. Allison, Mr. Boom, Mr. Fleury.
I would just like to say I appreciate all the well wishes and the phone calls and cards on my recent illness, and I'm just blessed to be here today after what I went through the last couple of weeks. But my faith in God has got me through this. Thank you.
Mr. Crawford.
I just want to welcome back Mr. Fleury. You bounced back. You're looking really great from last week, and I'm really happy to see you. And other than that, not school related, I'm so worn. I drove to Palo Alto and back today to take a friend to Stanford Medical Center, who's open heart surgery, and I look like a coach. I don't know why I'm in orange. That's it. I'm here. I made it. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm babbling now.
So I had the opportunity to attend a couple of back-to-school nights, and it's always such a great time to get to come in and see the teachers got their new rooms set up and get to visit with some of the staff and families at the school sites. And I just want to thank all the administration and the staff members that put in that extra time to meet with their families on those types of nights. I'd also like to publicly thank Mr. Greg Taylor. I received an email from a parent concerned about the transportation of their child. So I forwarded that email on to Mr. Taylor and Mr. Cena, and he was able to contact that parent and have a discussion regarding that the very same day that I sent the email. So Mr. Taylor, thank you very much for doing that. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
Good evening. I hope everybody is doing well, despite the fact that we've all been melting.
I'm assuming someday we will see fall and maybe winter, but it's not today. I wanted to talk to the board tonight. I was reading in the news over the weekend when I finally had a moment to come up for fresh air after the last couple of weeks getting ready for school. And I read an article about the newest numbers that have come out regarding the average amount that teachers spend on their classrooms out of their own pocket every year. And that number keeps creeping up and creeping up. And the national average was right around $450. In California, though, the average is about $664. And I would just urge the board, as we are getting ready next month, to get unaudited actuals and return to the bargaining table for last school year, I would urge you to think about something like that when you think about what we're asking for at the bargaining table. We're talking about $664 out of the average teacher's pocket. I wish I was average. My tax preparer probably wishes I was average as well. A lot of people in this district are well above that average. And so when we are going to the bargaining table, we're not asking just for us and for our families. We're also asking for the families in our community that we aid and that we help so much every day because it's our life passion. And so I just want you to think about that as you have some time as well. I know that's not tonight, but I thought I would mention it because we do have a few weeks, a couple of weeks before that comes up. So if you could please reconsider that. We really do want to get last year settled out on September 16th because we have a lot of work to do this year. We have an entire contract that is open for negotiations this year, not just the two articles in salary and benefits, but an entire contract. So we really would like to get last year settled out so we can start to focus more on this year and moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Operating Engineers Local Union Number 3, California School Employees Association Number 326 and 648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees Supervisory Unit. Public comments. We have no public comments. Adeline, before I move forward, many times, especially if you have important things you have to study for, or you're certainly welcome to stay throughout the entire meeting, but it is certainly to, if you need to leave at any time, you certainly can do that, okay? But it's, again, thank you for being here.
Okay, thank you for making me feel so welcome. I appreciate it. Okay, let me take this.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, next we have a superintendent's report. Mr. Cena.
Since the last board meeting on August 13th, on the first day of school, visited the schools that have a first-year principal, Oliverst, Ella, Johnson Park, Yuba Gardens, Covalad, McKinney, and also Arboga and Lyndhurst High School that day, really impressed with the positive energy, the spirit, and vibe permeating the sites, the demonstrated sense of purpose among all of our employees, along with the passion to serve others. It's palpable. One particular program that stood out the first day of school, illustrating the passion of our people, is the inclusion of all students into the least restrictive environment. On August 19th, Marysville Joint Unified School District received a plaque from the Oliverst Linda Little League softball team, recognizing the district's support and guidance on the team members' path to success. This was presented following a parade through the streets of Oliverst, celebrating the team's success in the playoffs toward the Little League World Series. This past Friday night, Lyndhurst and Marysville High Schools made history playing the first varsity football games on August 23rd, with Lyndhurst being upset by Mesa Verde High School and Marysville defeating Natomas. August 23rd is the earliest California high schools have ever played a varsity football game, and now both schools share the earliest experience, as well as the only varsity football game played in December by a district team, which was the Fog Bowl in 2008, the Sac Joaquin Section Division VI Varsity Football Championship game played between Lyndhurst and Marysville on December 5th of that year. Incidentally, War Memorial Stadium, the site of that game, which was built immediately following World War II in 1949, is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. That's older than Green Bay's Lambeau Field. Volleyball games and cross-country meets begin this week. The Yuba County Water Agency has reached out to supporting Marysville Joint Unified with many future services supporting our schools, including sending our fourth graders to study the salmon run on the Yuba River in October and November by paying the fees for the activity and all the transportation costs for classes that register. So far, 12 trips among four schools are currently set up, with three more schools working on plans. Today, the Yuba County Water Agency is reaching out, offering to audit our restrooms, kitchen areas, and break rooms for water leakage at school sites, and is offering to donate all new materials along with plumbers to install leaking faucets, provide low-flow toilets, and install reusable water stations. Next week, Tuesday, September 3rd, Dr. Louise Cruz will be presenting transformational leadership training separately to the management team and then to classroom teachers, all designed to help us use transformational leadership as the vehicle to ensure high levels of learning for all students. This training will help us all develop the skill and capacity to influence other adults within our school and our district to embrace necessary change and to take on the role of transformational leaders themselves. Also, September 3rd, Rocco Greco will begin his service as our Executive Director of Student Engagement starting on Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cena. Next, we have the approval of minutes. If there's no additions or deletions, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? One abstention, Mr. Davis. Motion carries. Next, we have the consent agenda. This is actually where one of the addendums is going to be. The addendum would be under the superintendent's item. So it's number 3. I think you all have that addendum there. Are there any items in the consent agenda that a board member would like to have pulled? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by, was that Mr. Allison? Oh, Mr. Fleury, I'm sorry. Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes. Next, we have new business. Board of Trustees, we have a resolution 2019-20/05. Excuse board members' attendance at the meeting of the Board of Trustees. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the resolution to pay Randy Davis for a missed board meeting on 8/13/19. Is there a motion? Motion to approve by Ms. Scott. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed, Mr. Rasmussen. Any abstentions? One abstention, Mr. Davis. Here's where we have our second addendum to the agenda. And again, you'll have that in your board packet. Under new business, personnel services, we have a contract with Ms. Penny Lossing for the position of Assistant Superintendent of Business Services. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the contract with Penny Lossing for the position of Assistant Superintendent of Business Services. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion? I have a motion to approve by Ms. Scott. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes.
Mr. Rasmussen, just one quick comment. Penny, welcome back. I think it's been several years ago since you worked here, but I remember, you did a great job then, and looking forward to working with you. Welcome back.
Welcome home, Penny.
Ms. Lossing, would you like to take the mic and say a few words? put you right on the spot on this one.
Grill you early.
I'll just say thank you very much. I'm just thrilled to be back, and I think that it's going to be a smooth transition for me because I'm doing the same job in a very similar district. So, and knowing some of the players here, or employees, I just think that it does feel like I'm coming home. So thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to working with everyone.
Thank you. Anything else for the good of the cause from board members? Nope. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah, that was good, man.